They shall call him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. The father of David, the great king, from whose line came Jesus. And so if you spend some time in the book of Ruth, you can see the less than perfect storyline, the family line, that led to the birth of this man who became the father of Jesse, who became the father of David. So often we can look at our own family history and be embarrassed by some of the things that have taken place. In the Gospels today and throughout the Gospels, we see that there's no hard, definitive decision placed upon us because of sins from the past, whether our own sins or misdirections from the other people in our family, in our genealogy. And through that interesting storyline of Ruth comes the King of Kings. So we never want to give up on ourselves or our family just because it's an embarrassment in some eyes. Because what's important is, as we had in the responsorial psalm, the fear of the Lord. That's all that's required for the Lord to do great and amazing works in our life. See how the Lord blesses those who fear him. That reverential awe. The great awareness of the greatness of God. And we can probably say that that fruit, that gift of the Spirit, the necessary virtue of fear of the Lord, is one that's desperately needed in our world today. How easily we discount God. How easily we laugh him off and try to make our own way and fit God into our lives versus trying to conform our life to Christ. You can think of the way that our attitude towards the church, towards her liturgy, towards the rules, how we conduct ourselves inside the church building, how we dress when we come to Mass, the posture of our heart and the posture of our body when we receive Holy Communion. Do we truly have a reverential fear and awe of God? And this is what Christ is getting to in the Gospel about humility and why he has such harsh words for some of those men who had become leaders of the community, because they were not humble. They put themselves first. They place themselves in the first position as the example to follow, but as he says, did not follow their own example, their own preaching. And while, yes, you need to look to the leaders of the church and call us to a greater humility, a greater discipline of our lives in conformity with Christ, but it would be a great disservice to you and to your family if you don't look at yourself, regardless of your state in life, your position and condition of your lives. And how deeply is that seed of the vice of pride rooted in each of our hearts? How difficult it is to root it out. Placing ourselves first, looking at ourselves first, desiring what's best for me. Christ said, learn from me, I am meek and humble of heart. We look at him by looking at the crucifix, by looking at the Holy Eucharist, this complete and total self-abasement, leaving nothing for himself so that everything could be a gift for the other. We could look at all the great saints throughout the history of the church, but most especially our Blessed Mother, the queen of humility, the model of humility, who probably more than anyone had a right to exude herself, sinless, the mother of God. Like, who had better of a reason to exalt how great I am, the favored one? But yet she did not. She lived a quiet, hidden life. One of the saints was saying, in the moment of on Palm Sunday, when the exaltation of Christ was taking place in his entry into Jerusalem, a less than humble mother would have been right there with him, sharing the glory. But we don't see her. But we do see her on Calvary, in the lowest moments of her son's life, a true act of humility, the hiddenness, the love and the care for those who are in most need. So Jesus tells us to learn from him, but we can learn from our Blessed Mother as well. And so we ask her to help us with that grace of humility. That those visible leaders in our faith and in our families and in our world, but also in the depths of our own heart. Where are those seeds of me first? Look at me. What about me? We ask for those seeds to be uprooted. If you don't know the litany of humility, look for it. Pray it regularly. It's one of the most difficult prayers to pray, but it has great power as it helps us to conform our heart and mind after Jesus in imitation of our Blessed Mother. Jesus says, "Learn from me. I am meek and humble of heart. For the humble will one day be exalted."